escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Is Arch Manning overhyped? Danny Cannell was on Afternoon Drive. DK says, yes.
I think it's so over the top. It's impossible. Like, I feel bad for Arch Manning because he really hasn't asked for any of it. And I do have to give him a ton of credit because I think he's handled it really, really well. Like, he's said and done all the right things, and yet media just gravitates to him. I cannot remember. Like, Tebow had some hysteria, but that was really after they won the championship and he won the Heisman. Then it sort of blew up. Same thing with Johnny Manziel, who had hysteria around him, but that was sort of after he broke out. Nobody even knew who Johnny Manziel was when he took over the starting role for A&M. I kind of have to go outside the sport of football and look at a guy like LeBron James, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler, to remember anybody with this sort of expectations heaped upon him. And I think it's impossible for him to meet those expectations. I think if the sky is the limit for what he could be, but I think it's going to be much more of a roller coaster ride for Texas, which is why I actually have them at 9-3 and missing the playoffs.
Well, that's a pretty strong take from Danny Cannell right there. Boy, he's had strong takes about the Browns winning 9 games, and it's weird. He says the same total for Texas. I think that'd be a massive disappointment. I think that would put Steve Sarkisian on the hot seat with Texas fans, considering, you know, what they've spent on that roster and having Arch Manning there. I don't feel bad for Arch Manning whatsoever. Sorry, it's the business you've chosen. It's the family you're born into. I don't feel bad.
Yeah, whatsoever. I don't think he's asking. Is he asking you to feel bad?
Well, he said he feels bad for Arch Manning.
No,
I don't feel bad at all.
Listen, the way, and I've seen a lot of the reporting done on his entire experience, it was to, as best they could, insulate him from a lot of the nonsense because they knew, that his family knew, and it seems like, from all accounts, he's done a terrific job. Now, it's one thing to do the terrific job before you actually play a game and start getting hate, because every quarterback is going to get hate at some point. But he was off social media, by all accounts, really, really mature for his age throughout the whole process. So, feeling bad. I mean, you know, he's got a ton of NIL money. I don't know if we know the exact amount. I know a lot of numbers have been thrown around about the Texas program in general, because I've seen Ohio State fans highlight that. They've tried to debunk $40 million roster, just like Ohio State tried to debunk 20-whatever million dollar roster last year. Regardless of it, I think he's in a really great spot. But yeah, there is pressure on him.
Do you think he's overhyped? Because I think, like, you see some of the plays that he's made, and I know he struggled against Georgia, and he's going to be going up against a big boy defense on Saturday mm-hmm. in Ohio State. But do you think that there is an overhyping there? Because I don't know how you can help not overhyping him, considering who his uncles are Hall of Famers. His grandfather is enormously famous in the South and really around football. I don't know how you can't overhype him.
It's funny,
these are your expectations.
It's funny you say hype. all I've seen the last week when it's intensified about the magnitude of this game is, we'll see. We have no idea if he's actually good.
But I don't expect him to fail.
No, but I'm not seeing people say he's going to perform minute one like the best quarterback in college football. Mm. That would be hype. I'm not like LeBron. LeBron, the hype was, guys, he could have played in the NBA his junior year of high school. I'm not seeing that with Arch. I'm seeing, hey, he has all the tools, but we kind of understand quarterbacking. We kind of understand that we don't understand why some guys hit the ground running with quarterbacking. Like Jaden Daniels, yeah, he was drafted high. Nobody knew if he would be good right away, and then he's good right away. I'm talking in the NFL.
I don't know. Real quick, because I know we got to get the Bailey Zappe involved. We're going to go from Arch Manning to Bailey Zappe in one segment. What a move. I know we got to get the Bailey Zappe here, but I don't think that Julian Sain's absolutely thinking about something like this. Probably not at all. How fortunate is it that Julian Sain, in his first start as an Ohio State quarterback, 100,000 people, place is going to be nuts, you're coming off a national championship. How fortunate is he that the other guy that you're playing against, like the quarterback at Ohio State, is one of the most pressure-packed spots in college football, which that means it's in the game of football. And the spotlight isn't on you. Like, you're right. One of the stories. The spotlight's on the other guy. All the pressure's on that guy going into Saturday.
Yeah, it won't
afternoon.
Happen often. I guess Michigan, too. Michigan's quarterback is going to be under a spotlight, too, because of his NIL money and his recruitment and everything. But you're right. You're right. This will be the rare game. Although, I have a feeling that he's not thinking about anything but, you know, how he's going to cope with playing. Granted, it's a home game, so he's not going to have to deal with the noise. But we know how this works at Ohio State. You come out and you don't score on the first two possessions, boo birds already. That's just how it's been my entire adult life, really since Jim Tressel took over. That's what happens at the Shoe when the offense sputters. They get booed. It doesn't matter who's quarterback. So you're right. He is going to have to be confronted with that. I cannot wait for this game because I think there's just so many unknowns. Would anybody be shocked? This is the to react to your question about hype. Yeah, there's a lot of hype regarding Arch, but would anybody be shocked if he doesn't have a good game in his first game like this? First game,
I'd be
magnitude?
Very shocked if he was like bad. If he were average,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
If he were pedestrian, I wouldn't be shocked. But I think if he were bad, I think I'd be like, whoa.
And by the way, I don't think that would doom him either.
But you've had 2 years to get ready for this moment here. You should be able to step up to the moment. It's one thing
to get ready. It's another thing to go out there in front of that crowd that is going to be absolutely jumping and rare for a noon game, right? Ohio State, normally it takes the night game to get loud. They are going to be loud as you could ever imagine for that game.
You should have just said the word. We would have dumped it. All right, Doug LaMaurice, we'll talk to him about this coming up at 9:21 this morning. Bailey Zappe is with the Cleveland Browns. That is a real thing. So they've collected another quarterback for their practice squad. That was reported yesterday from Tom Pelissero.
I saw you you going after our trusted beat reporter yesterday, Daryl, for kind of being...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Miffed that they didn't tell him.
I was joking.
But the Glenn Cook interview yesterday.
I was joking.
But they were keeping this a state secret,
They interviewed Glenn Cook, and then Daryl did come off annoyed, but he's like, yeah. We talked to Glenn Cook for da-da-da amount of time. He didn't mention this, and I was like,
and they talked about the quarterback situation ad nauseum. It was the biggest back and forth, and they didn't bring up Bailey Zappe.
He's not just going to offer that information to you as the assistant GM now, is he?
Oh, they got to save it for Tom Pelissero? They had to scratch Tom Pelissero's back?
Well, it's not a done deal. You can't, as a team official, you can't just come out and say such a thing.
Okay. Wait, was it not official yesterday?
Tom Pelissero's reporting it. I got to check my email. Did they officially announce that they're signing Bailey Zappe?
A highly sensitive Bailey Zappe story. We've got to protect.
That's not the issue.
We've got to keep this in-house at all costs.
No, that's not the issue.
Who our fourth quarterback is going to be.
I don't have anything in my email, so they can't. Like, a team official just can't come out and say that they're signing a player. He can't mention names.
I laugh at all. It's like, why even have a media availability if you're not gonna actually give the media anything? What's the point of this? The only thing people care about is the quarterback room, and you're adding to the quarterback room.
You really want him to just come out and go, we're signing Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't signed.
I'm watching a documentary where the best team in football and the Dallas Cowboys, where they made more news than anybody, the owner would just get out in front and say, oh, here's the situation, here's what we're doing. Yeah, I'm probably gonna remove, right. And
who thinks Jerry Jones does it right?
I don't know. They were doing it right when they had a dynasty.
When they had Jimmy Johnson.
Can you give me one of those dynasties where
30 years ago.
The trade-off is we'll share some information about the fourth quarterback, but in return we give you a dynasty.
That's like me saying the Browns were doing it right with Paul Brown.
I think everybody would be okay with
it.
That
was 50 years ago.
I think we'd be relaxed and ready to go with it.
No, I don't think that's...
Oh, you don't think so.
I can't believe we're bickering over Bailey Zappe and whether or not Glenn Cook should have just came out and said that he was going to be signed.
Keeping
You're not
going to
sit there and tell
people. We better
people.
Seal the Bailey Zappe documents to make sure. Because that's giving us a strategic advantage with our football
team.
You're
already bored by the season, I can tell. If you're coming out ripping Glenn Cook, who I keep wanting to call Glenn Campbell, if you keep wanting to rip on Glenn Cook for not coming out and telling people that they're going to sign a player who they technically haven't even signed yet, and then you're talking about getting fans in there to go watch a kicking competition in the stadium out of nowhere,
people would
I
show.
Think you might just be a little bit bored by everything.
Be a nice revenue
I
stream.
I think you're ready to sit there and talk about crab dribbles and talk about 2-3 zones is what I think you're ready to do.
I'm just saying that if everything the Browns have done, the ticky-tack things
that you've been upset with the Browns over.
But you're saying ticky-tack. It's the Browns that are being ticky-tack because they think this matters. Like, everything they do is to keep these secrets. Well, then what is it about, Kenny? Why do they keep everything a secret?
It's not about that.
Why don't they show the kickers in training camp when they're in a competition?
That part I don't know.
You tell me.
That part I don't know.
You tell me the layers and layers and layers of the stuff that they refuse.
That part I don't know.
To be upfront about.
I'm not arguing that, but they're not going to sit there and talk about a guy who they haven't actually signed yet, or they're not going to offer up the information about a guy they haven't actually signed yet.
Will this make the building of the Browns or whatever the new version of the reality show? Will we get behind the scenes to the Bailey Zappe signing?
So if we bring in another weekly guest who joins us and it's like, hey, you want Keith to just walk in here before the contract is actually signed and just announce to everybody that he's going to be here? No,
I'm thinking that they treat stuff as if it's some big advantage to the football team when I haven't really seen any evidence of those advantages.
Well, have you
seen any advantages?
I don't think it's an advantage. I think it's policy in the NFL that a team doesn't talk about a player they haven't signed until they've actually signed the guy.
That's it.
I think any football team, good, bad, ugly, would do that.
I think this gives us a win in week one, how they're handling the Bailey Zappe situation.
Nobody said that. Ken,
I'm going to give you the credit, and I'm going to give the Browns all the credit if they pull this off.
Nobody made that argument.
You know, they're going to do it.
Not a single person
has said that. Albert Breer on Monday, when he gives his big column of all the big moments of the season around the NFL, is going to say, you know what? I saw the Browns turning things around when they kept that Bailey Zappe thing a secret. That was the start of this team starting to transition into a winning organization.
I am on the Browns YouTube channel right now. They have a show called Man Under Center. Part one was called The Groundwork.
Is it him?
Part two was called The Final Evaluation. part three is media gets zappied.
You've been zapping.
I can't get anything accomplished this morning.
Should be a new segment.
If you want to sit there and make jokes and Daryl wants to get miffed, fine. I'll take Daryl on about it tomorrow as well. I don't care. It's a silly thing to get upset about.
Zappy's tearing the show apart.
Of all the things you sit there and get upset about, that's the thing that Daryl's going to get upset about. He can tear the station apart if he wants to, because I'll go after Daryl for it. There's no reason you should be miffed. I can't believe, oh my God, we spent 20 minutes with Glenn and he didn't tell us about Bailey Zappy. Yeah, that's going to really fix your wagon on that, isn't it? If you're mad over Bailey Zappy, Daryl, if you're mad over that, you got a lot of grievances that you've had pile up with the Browns. It ain't just about no Bailey Zappy.
You're acting like they shouldn't have those grievances. The team sucks, Ken. The team is wayward.
Just because
you're
the team sucks, Ken, doesn't mean that just come out and tell you.
See how mad Ken just got? Like, whoa, how could anybody have a problem with the Browns
mean that
and their way of doing
that's
business?
That's not what I pointed out.
Yeah, how could anybody? They're 3-14, and Vegas has them as a 5-win team this year. Congratulations. He thinks 6 wins. Oh, and he thinks 6 wins is going to be a big deal. Did you hear that on the afternoon show yesterday? They were going after you for thinking 6 wins is some big going out on a limb. 6 wins.
If the afternoon show doesn't have me to talk about, they don't have anything to talk about. I'm glad to give them the content.
They can reach the pinnacle of 9 wins to get.
Turn it on you. What do you think? What's the problem?
I just you sat there as if
it's
I can't believe anybody would challenge the Browns.
There's no general manager. Nobody's going to sit there and talk about guys before they're actually signed.
Somebody would undermine the Cleveland Browns. How could they do such a thing? 3-14 last
year. All
right,
coming up at 7. That's not the issue. That's not what I'm pointing out.
And
that is not what I'm saying.
How many quarterbacks are going to split the reps this week?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.